Good evening, this is Tim Wright with the Utah Climate Center at Utah State University. We have a rather summer-like pattern here for us in early winter in Utah, with unusually mild temperatures that will last into next week. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy for most areas except the far north, where it will be mostly cloudy and with a chance for showers and mountain snow showers near the Idaho border. Snow levels will be around 7,000 to 8,000 feet. Lows in most areas in the 30s statewide. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the north, with a continued chance for mountain showers and a snow level around 8,500 feet. Highs will be in the 50s for most valley locations of northern and central Utah, and 60s in the lower elevations of the south and southeast. Wednesday night, clearing skies, lows generally mid-20s to mid-30s for the valleys of northern and central Utah, and 30s in the south. Thursday, mostly sunny and slightly warmer statewide. Friday, again sunny and mild, but we may start seeing weak convergence forming in the northern Utah valleys. This may keep temperatures from rising a bit and also lead to declining air quality along the urban Wasatch Front and in the Cache Valley. Not much change for us over the weekend and into early next week, as unusually strong high pressure overhead stays parked in place. We may see air quality continue to decline in the urban north. There are hints of finally getting a Pacific storm system to bring some more winter-like conditions to the state mid-next week. This would be welcome news for our ski resorts, some of which have not opened yet due to lack of snow. Again, this is Tim Wright of the Utah Climate Center, and have a good evening.